Sunday feel different, not being, but not coming away with the big play at the end?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're, you know, it always hurts to come out with a loss. You know, that flight home is always a little bit somber. But at the same time, we feel motivated. We feel confident and that we did some good things, a lot of positives on both sides of the ball, so a lot of things to build on. So, you know, if anything, our confidence has continued to build, and we're excited for this week of practice to get better and hopefully improve against Michigan.
Absent that last spectacular play, do you feel you made strides against UCLA? Can you maybe talk about your own progress?
Yeah, I felt good out there. I felt like I was confident. I felt calm, just taking it one play at a time. And I felt mentally I was better against UCLA than Boise State. And maybe that just comes from experience. But just being able to be out there play by play, know my job, know what my reads are, and just to go out there and play, felt good. But obviously, looking back at the film, a lot I can work on. So I take a lot of that loss on me and the offense as a whole. A lot of things we can improve on to help our team win.
What are those specific things that you and the offense can
do? Just making plays when it matters most. And we did some. You know, we converted a lot of third downs, especially in the fourth quarter. But when it came down to it, we got to be able to convert some of those red zone drives or blue zone drives into touchdowns. Obviously it's good to get field goals, good to get points, but if we want to win those games, we got to be able to score more touchdowns.
You've gone back and watched the final play, the 4th and 7, have you?
Yeah.
What, did you see anything in looking at it later that you didn't see in the moment?
Well, obviously, hindsight's always 20/20.
Right. And
it always looks...
But I mean, in the moment, you're not seeing...
Yeah, I know, it's
tough. What jumped out at you as you went back and watched
it? Well, in the game, looking back, I thought Jurgs was going to strike down towards me, keep running downhill towards me. But right as I threw it, he kind of broke to the right, which allowed the guy to undercut it. But that happens, and especially in scramble drill, it's tough to know. Maybe looking back, maybe pre-snap, I could have given a rollaway to Devon on the right side and just, 14 yards and then turn, break back down. We'd hit that all night. So maybe I could have signaled that, or maybe I could have thrown it up to Taryn, who was running up. But it's always 20/20, hindsight. So it doesn't do any good looking back and dwelling on it. You just have to, learn from it and put it behind you and just focus on what's next.
You did have a couple of plays down that right sideline where it looked like you were expecting the receiver to stop and come back, or I don't know, was the pass just behind those? One was on the 3rd and 7 play right before the 4th and 7. And then I think there was one to Adam.
Well, sometimes it happens. There are game in the play adjustments that are made, or sometimes, I'm thinking one thing, but they're thinking another. Things that you can't really game plan for, but things that just happen in the middle of the play. And that's part of football. Sometimes they roll the coverage, which makes it, a little bit different than we'd expected. But it's okay, that stuff will come with time, with experience. But I'm not worried. Our receivers played great. They made some big plays throughout the night. I'm just grateful that we can, bounce back, that we're all keeping our heads up, and we're not going to, keep our heads down. We're going to just get ready for Saturday.
How's your body feeling on Sundays when you wake up now?
Pretty sore, but that's normal. That's part of playing the game, especially when you play against, big physical teams like the teams we've been playing. But, it's nothing too bad. It's good to know that I'm alive, good to know that I'm back playing football. It's fun.
At what point of the week do you feel like you're ready to play the next game?
Any day, really. I mean, it's just – but, just mentally I know the calendar, and I know how I have to be mentally and how each practice should be. So it's, just taking it one day at a time, honestly. Like, we can't get ahead of ourselves. It's easy to do sometimes, when you look ahead. But we just got to focus on that practice and what we're going to do that day to get better for Michigan. And then by the time Saturday comes, we're ready to go.
What did Coach Mora say to you after the game? And then what have you seen about Michigan? Can you talk about them?
Coach Mora was very complimentary. He ran up to me and just congratulated me on a good game. And he told me I scared him a little bit just because he never knows what's going to happen out there on the field. But he was very nice, very complimentary, wished me luck. And I said the same to him, congratulated him on a great game and wish them luck for the rest of the season. And then looking on to Michigan, you know, they're obviously a good team. They've shown these past couple weeks that they're tough on both sides of the ball. So, you know, we're excited for the challenge. It's going to test us as an offense and as a team in general. But that's something that excites us. We enjoy playing against tough teams because it brings out the best in both of us.
Can you talk about the work that Jason Beck's done with you and the other freshman quarterbacks this season? Because it's a unique situation. He had a senior quarterback and then three freshmen. Now he's got to coach all three of you up. Mm-hmm. What's he done to help you guys out?
Well, Coach Beck's awesome. He's an amazing coach, and I'm so happy to be playing for him. It really is an honor to play for Coach Beck. And he's helped us, you know, stay calm. He's kind of that calming presence there in the locker room. You know, things are going crazy out there in the field, but, you know, just being able to talk to him on the phone out there in the film room, he just helps us, you know, stay calm, know what we're doing, teaches us our job, and helps us know how to execute it. So it means a lot having that that experience there to help us, to help us feel comfortable.
The fans really showed up at UCLA. Seems like the whole season they've been traveling pretty well to support the BYU. What's your kind of message after a tough loss to the fans for the remainder of the season?
Well, I love the fans. It's awesome to see blue, Cougar blue, no matter where you go. And especially on Saturday, I mean, I feel like they were just as loud as the UCLA fans. Even though they were smaller in number, they were just as loud, which means a lot. So hopefully they know that, you know, it's just one game, and we feed off of their support. We feed off of their energy. So hopefully, you know, they can keep coming out and supporting us each week.
You've made appearances on, it seems like, every national program out there the last 2 weeks. What's that like for you?
It's good. I think the reason why it's so positive is just because of the way it allows me to talk about my mission. It allows me to talk about, you know, our message as a football program, and hopefully helps people know that we're more than, that there's more to football. There's more to us as a program, and it's definitely not about me. It's not about myself. It's about the program as a whole. To be able to get that why out there, to get people to see BYU on national TV, and that's what we want. You know, that's what Coach Mendenhall talks about all the time, is being able to get that national exposure, to use football as a vehicle, you know, to spread our unique message.
How can the UCLA loss be turned into a positive for the rest of the way here?
Oh, it has to be. And so what we're going to, you know, what we have to do is be able to look at the film and build off of the positives. And we established a pretty strong running game, so now we can build off of that. Our defense created a lot of turnovers, so they can continue that pattern. And then, you know, special teams came in clutch too, Trevor making three really big field goals. So if we can, you know, build off those things and only improve them week in and week out, then, you know, that'll help us a lot as a team. It'll make us better each week.
You stayed in the rankings, AP at least. It seems like people want to keep you in the conversation as long as you guys play well, and this Michigan game becomes pretty big in that stand, you know, to that extent.
Yeah, for sure. And we don't pay too much attention to the rankings because it doesn't matter to us. We just have to focus on our opponent, and whatever happens with that, you know, it's not really in our control. So it's just, we have to focus on what we can control and do our best to win each week. As long as we're winning, that's all that matters, you know. And if we do that, the rankings will come. So, like you said, you know, Michigan is our next opponent. That's our focus. That's all we're worried about, and we're excited for it.
How much liberty have you given pre-snap? Coach and I talked about that Taysom Hill had full control of the offense. Are you earning that, or is that something that if you're in a run and you see someone at the stack box, all guys line of scrimmage, can you check out of that? How much freedom are you given so short into your career?
Yeah, I'm giving some control, and that's just kind of built into our offense. We have a lot of, you know, options and checks that I can make. You know, there were a few times on Saturday where we had run plays called, but, you know, I signaled the pass route and ended up throwing it. So that's stuff that comes throughout the game, just as we make adjustments and we see, you know, how they're playing us. And that'll come with more experience as well. So I feel good about, you know, the control we have as an offense, and not just for myself, but the line. They're doing a great job too, making checks, and as a unit in general, we're helping each other out to put ourselves in the best situation possible.
Riker Matthews said he felt really bad about his holding call that brought back a big play. What do you, as players, say to a guy like that after a play like that, or moving on to kind of put it in the rear view and keep him positive?
oh, we just continue to love them. You know, it's just that's part of the game, and you can't attribute, you know, one play to the outcome of a game. There are so many other plays that we should have made, other opportunities we should have taken advantage of to win. So you know, we don't single him out at all. I mean, you know, he's done such a great job for us, and we love him. So we're not worried about it. And I learn from it, you know, and like we all will with whatever mistakes we make. So it's not just looking at one play, but looking at you know, at the game as a whole, and see, you know, what things we can improve on, what things we can change to be able to come out on top, to be able to win.
Are you hoping the Michigan game doesn't come down to the final play with the ball in your hands, the chance to win it?
Well, I mean, obviously, you never want to go into a game and have a nail biter. Obviously, you want to go in and execute and score every drive and win by a lot. You know, that's always your goal. But football is a crazy game, and sometimes it's tough, and it comes down to the last minute. So you just have to adjust and keep playing. And I don't mind it. If it happens, then I'll be ready to go. But if we're up by a lot, then I'm happy as well. A win is a win either way.